I once had a professor of education who said if we wanted to get the point across to our students, we must occasionally shake things up a bit, change things around from the normal routine program that our students hear and see to something completely different. Today, our liturgy, our common narrative, if you will, does just that for us. It shakes things up, tells us to pay attention, that something here is happening. The word liturgy is an important word to us Episcopalians. I'm sure at one point or another, most of us have heard jokes about Episcopal church aerobics where we stand, we sit, we kneel, we motion, we stand, we sit, we kneel, we motion. All joking aside, though, our worship, what we do, our liturgy, is important to us. It is not only what we say and do, it is our bones. It's the structure in which we pray. It's what we can expect when we go to most Episcopal churches around the nation. But not only that, liturgy is our common and corporate work together. The word liturgy comes from the Greek word which actually means work of the people. Work of the people. This is why at St. Paul's we have bulletins and prayer books and hymnals and opportunities to stand, opportunities to sit, opportunities to speak back, opportunities to sing out loud. Liturgy is the work that we do together. Liturgy does not happen without you or me. Liturgy and the weekly worship that we have takes on the shape of who we are and our participation in it. So today our liturgy presents us with two different stories, and it's actually two technically different liturgies. We have the liturgy of the palms and the narrative of the passion. And these stories are liturgies because of the work that we do in them, because of the roles that we play in each story. So in the palm narrative, we are the ones who are crowded in the streets, waving palms, shouting Hosanna, singing all glory, laud, and honor, and blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Yet, in the course of only 30 minutes, we are the same ones that are the mob shouting, crucify him, crucify him. We are the ones witnessing in the passion narrative. We are the ones after Jesus. We are the Herods. We are the Pharisees. We are the ones shouting, crucify him. Like I said before, this liturgy is different from our norm. But again, this quick shift in moods beckons us to pay attention to something. The Palm Sunday liturgy is the church's way of saying, look at this, this is different, be aware of this. And this different looking and different feeling liturgy is intentionally set up for us to participate in both stories in one day. Palm and Passion Sunday at its core shows us how we can say one thing one minute and then its exact opposite the next. It makes us very aware of how unpredictably fickle us humans really are. It's easy for us to sin. It's easier for us to follow God and then separate ourselves from God, to praise God and then to curse God. But it isn't just this juxtaposition of praise and curse that elicits our awareness. We can be both a people who praise and a people who curse, but we can also be a people who mourn. In looking at the story of Jesus' death, we see that those who cried Hosanna, those who cried crucify him, were also the ones who returned with their heads down, beating their breasts. We praise, we curse, we mourn. When we participate in this story, we play many roles. This understanding of playing different roles might be uncomfortable for some of us. I certainly like only to think about the good in myself and others. I most certainly do not want to consider that I carry sin and deceit along with that good. I would much rather see myself as someone who first sings out the hope of Hosanna, and then maybe next as someone with mournful regret, but I absolutely don't want to think about myself as the one who condemns my Savior, Jesus Christ, to death. But the truth of the matter is that I am just as capable of singing praises and wailing laments as I am of cursing my God and my Savior, and of cursing my friend and my neighbor. I am just as capable of being victimized as I am of being the swindler, of being the one who victimizes. But here is the good news. We participate, we do this liturgy today because we need to get in touch with who we are and how we act in the story. Likewise, these two different liturgies help us remember who Jesus is and his act of love on the cross. We see and we hear in the story of Christ's death, Christ's solidarity with those in pain. But not only with those in pain, with those who inflict pain, with those who bless and with those who curse. When Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing," he is making himself one not only with my pain, but also with my ability to inflict torture. Because I, myself, and you, yourselves, and we, ourselves as a collective one, are sometimes victims of others, sometimes mourners of others, sometimes torturers of others, but most of the time a combination of all three. To know this, to live this, is to deeply do the work of Holy Week. Friends, we are not meant to keep a safe and neutral distance from the pain of the cross. Today's liturgies put us into the thick of things, where we play many different parts, and these parts are clarifying roles for us. We see in them our duplicity, but in these roles we also can see our earnest strivings. We can reject Christ and shout crucify, but turn to see our extreme need and longing for grace at the same time. We can know ourselves as a people of God, blameworthy and forgiven. Today opens a door for us to stand with Christ in his pain. But also today opens a door for us to see that Christ stands with us no matter what role we play. Today is about our journey with Christ through his precious life, his passion, and his death, and leading to his eventual rising again when Easter breaks forth. I invite you into this Holy Week with eyes open and aware to do this work, to know yourself blameworthy, forgiven, and to take this journey with Christ toward the cross. May God give us eyes to see, mouths to speak, ears to hear, and hearts to take us on that journey.